Hello, race fans, and welcome to Disc Golf Daily. Today is Wednesday, March 13th. It is Course, Tournament, and PDGA Growth Day. And yes, some of you on-the-ball listeners might be thinking, wasn't Monday PDGA Growth Day? And to you, I say yes. However, because I was focusing on PDGA growth on Monday's podcast, I wasn't able to focus on the tournament as much as I wanted to in our conversation. So I'm moving PDGA Growth Day to Wednesdays, and as we enter into the spring and the PDGA's membership push gains traction, you'll be glad I did. Almost all of the numbers are trending in the right direction. Happy Wednesday. We're going to close the show with part of a Q&A with Caleb Rancourt of the newly released Pure Disc Golf social media app. I expect you will learn and grow during this one. Now let's get to it. Make sure to let your family know how happy you are, because Disc Golf Daily got you all caught up with disc golf growth and news in just 10 minutes. Seriously though, keep sharing the podcast. I love watching us grow. Our number one news story today, a tribute to Kristen Tatar. 999. Kristen has gained one more rating point to reach a PDGA rating of 999. Congratulations to Kristen on this historic achievement, the highest rating ever achieved by an FPO player. The date was March 9th, 2021. Paige Pierce reached a 996 rating, a historic number, and one that we all wondered out loud if she could eclipse. At that time, in the last 2 years, Paige had shot 34 1,000-rated rounds. 29.3% of her rounds were rated at or above 1,000. That year, she would win 11 of the 25 events she played, a dominant season. And then Kristen rolls on up in a Porsche. In the last 2 years, Kristen has shot 56 1,000-rated rounds. 29.6 are rated 1,000 or above. In the last year, she has played 73 rated rounds. 30 of them were 1,000 or above. Over 40% of her rounds in the last year have been over 1,000. In the last year, she has played 22 events. She has won 13 of them. Nearly a 60% win percentage. Yet another feather for her Porsche. Keep pushing us all higher. You are inspiring and teaching thousands of girls what it means to be a champion and how to play disc golf at its highest level. And I'll just close by saying that enjoy it while you can. All of these young girls you are teaching and inspiring to play disc golf will be gunning for you, and your skills will be their base level. I can't wait to watch. Congrats. Our number two news story of the day, U.S. Women's has 342 players. That is the most ever. Have you ever wanted to be a part of history? Are you a woman? Do you know any women that play disc golf? There's already a historic turnout at the U.S. Women's, and you could make it bigger. And for the rest of us, tickets are still available. The tournament is next weekend in Round Rock, Texas. Link in the show notes. To close out our news of the day, congrats to Jared Stoll for his Shot of the Year nominee. Thanks to the players meeting for reminding me of this amazing shot. Jared Stoll literally parking the par 4 hole 17 at the Beast in Waco. On day one, hole 17 was the second hardest hole on the course. It played 0.37 strokes above par, and par is 4. 40% of the field carded bogey or worse. The average score was 4.37. Jared steps up, launches a Tommy, literally lands 2 feet from the basket. Just to make it a day, he also eagled hole 13. He finished the round in 24th at 7 under par. If he had parred those two holes instead of eagling them, he would have dropped from 24th to 81st. In my opinion, that shot is our first genuine Shot of the Year nominee. Thanks, Jared. And it is on to growth. UDisc course growth. Easy for you to say. We had 23 new courses last week. That's the most we've had in a week all year. Yahoo! We're also up to 99 countries that have disc golf courses. We are averaging over 16 and a half courses a week. And by the end of the year, we should have close to 16,000 disc golf courses in the ground, with an extra 860 being tacked on this year. The U.S. got 16 new courses. Sweden and Denmark each got two. Canada, Germany, and Slovakia each put in a new course as well. Moving on to the PDGA, disc and basket approval growth is negative. We are going a lot slower than we did last year. At this point last year, there were 63 discs and baskets approved, and this year there are 42. That is a third less. Actually, that is exactly a third less. That is pretty interesting. Event growth. We've got 15% more events that have been played this year as opposed to this year, last year at this time. 1,304 events versus 1,135. And we are now tracking event attendance growth. And these numbers, I think, are a little more accurate than they were last week. And we'll probably get more and more accurate as I find errors in my calculations. And so right now, we are averaging 55 people per event in 2024. And in 2023, we averaged 58.6. My guess is that as we get into the spring and summer, that average is going to go up, and we are actually going to have average attendance is going to be higher in 2024. That's just a guess, though. We will have to track it and see. So right now, with 15% more events and negative 7% growth in average attendance, the total attendance at events is up 6.85%, so actually growing as opposed to what I had calculated last week. And maybe we just had good attendance at events this past weekend. Who knows? And regarding PDGA membership growth, we've got great news as well. Things are trending in the right direction. We currently have 89,827 members. We are on track for almost hitting 133,000 members by the end of the year. We are only 3% behind where we were last year. That is the best we've been all year. The newest PDGA member is 281901. All signs pointing for a very positive recovery. Very happy with our growth there. We are going to close today with a Q&A, with part one of a Q&A, with Caleb Rancourt, the man behind the Pure Disc Golf social media app. I asked Caleb, is the primary use case of the app finding others to play around with and making new friends in real life? His reply, yes. My hope is that Pured can help users break the ice digitally in order to play more rounds with more people in real life, especially outside of their home course and club. Connecting and coordinating with Pured allows you to keep your cell phone private, stay connected with folks you play with while traveling, and hopefully enables folks without traditional social media to be more active in the local scenes. I then asked, how many users did you get in the first week? He said, when we launched the beta, we had about 200 folks. We just launched version 1.0, and we've seen about 1,500 users in the first week. And this actually, I should point out, was a few days ago. So he's probably over 2,000 now. What would you expect for the critical mass for sustainability? Break it down for a region if that makes more sense. He replies, when the majority of active PDGA members are using Pured, around 50,000 disc golfers, I feel we will have achieved sustainable critical mass. My hypothesis is that the solution to growth and adoption begins at the club level. Regionally, having clubs post and coordinate flex start weeklies and monthlies is a leading indicator to me that we're trending towards a sustainable user base. 20,000 users is my short-term goal. The app seems very cognizant of the challenges of being a woman in the disc golf world. At what point in the development did you integrate the women's features? The idea formed early on. I heard Sarah Holcomb speak at the DGPT industry conference in February of 2023, And she mentioned physical safety and feeling safe practicing shots and techniques being critical to increasing female playership. Sarah's talk, a little inspiration from Bumble, and the realization that most women's disc golf groups on Facebook are closed and private led to the idea. Nice work. But I'm going to push back a little bit, so I asked, if I was a creep, couldn't I just tell the app I'm a woman? What are the safeguards? We are working on a more robust system of safeguards that will indicate users as verified on their profile if they are registered with the PDGA, specifically female players. Verified users will be able to verify other users who are not registered with the PDGA. Currently, users can't link more than one Pure account to their Play Store or App Store ID, and gender cannot be changed after registration. Users can report profiles if they seem suspicious, resulting in an immediate review and suspension or banning if necessary. Strengthening these safeguards is a high priority on our to-do list. And we will close today's Q&A with a pretty fun one. What's the inspiration behind the name and why the apostrophe? Caleb replies, I wanted to find a disc golf related adverb so it was descriptive, actionable, and taught a brand new player a piece of lingo from our subculture to help them feel more connected right out of the gate. The intent was to use the past tense of pure to hit a line perfectly with no apostrophe. People called it pureed. So I took liberties with the punctuation, the URL was available, and here we are. I'm not married to the apostrophe, but it does help balance the logo graphically. Thank you, Caleb. I think Pured is an amazing app, and I've been in there a little bit bopping around, and it makes it very easy to find other people in the area that are playing disc golf that I can go play with. I love it. Well done. Download the app today from your iOS or Android Play Store. That's it for us today. If you have any thoughts, news, or opinions, shoot us an email at discgolfdaily@aol.com. Have a great day. Throw them straight.